With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegan and practice sustainable living. We invite you to listen to a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures titled, Change Our Diet to Save Water for the World.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
How do we handle the situation in the future if the effects of global warming continue, Master?
Yeah, this is a difficult question. Not only us, but so many world leaders and scientists are also worrying about this. The truth is, we are already not able to handle such situations. In places where global warming is already reaching extreme degrees, some countries and communities have to cope with worsened drought situations. There's not enough water to raise crops or even to drink. Their rivers and lakes are drying up or completely gone. Please refer to thesuprememastertv.com for more information. Glaciers melt in many places so dramatically that one moment there are massive floods and soon after a drought. So how can we handle the mass migration of tens of millions of people all at once due to desertification? The rising sea levels or the permanent loss of crop fields is very difficult and maybe even impossible. And it's not just numbers. Every child, family, and society will be affected in some way by this experience of trauma and tragedy. We are not ready for the changes that are coming. We are not ready at all. We are not prepared enough. Some of the changes are even anticipated to be unexpected, because there are many complicated interacting factors. The wisest action would be to fix the situation we have now and prevent further damage. Then we won't even have to worry about the future. All the leading scientists we have spoken to tell us one and the same, that we must handle it now, not tomorrow. The smartest way would be to stop the worsening of global warming by being vegan. It sounds very simple, but it is the best solution, the most effective, and the effect of it will be felt almost immediately. Without this main, most time effective change, no matter what we try to do, it won't be enough to repel the worst consequences that we have accumulated. Moreover, the problems we already face now, such as the warming atmosphere, water shortage, food scarcity, desertification, we can quickly eliminate by stopping meat production. Stop it now. No further. Let's choose the vegan diet. The future effects will be greatly eased. Only then we will have a manageable situation. Be veg, go green, so we can all save the planet. By the way, I would like to report to you something. Apart from that, I want to report to you about the current climate change effect in your country, because it's important that you know about this. The latest report by the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change spoke of Latin America's vulnerability to severe climate impacts. Peru is among the first to feel these impacts, as seen in the following. 1. Farmers in the Cusco Highlands are suffering already from irregular, scarce rain and extreme heat. 2. Due to excessive heat and drought over the last 12 years, 140,000 hectares of potatoes and corn have been ruined, equal to food that could have fed 11 million people in the country. It's been ruined. 3. In the central Piura area, spring that used to provide drinking water until recently are drying up. 4. Mosquitoes causing dengue fever are also being seen for the first time in Piura as they spread to new areas due to climate change. 5. Peru is home to 70% of the entire range of Andean glaciers, with peaks that supply the country's people with both water and hydroelectric power. However, these are all expected to disappear by 2015, just a few more years. 6. The glaciers in the Andes mountain range so far lost more than 20% of their volume. This is threatening the water supply for 30 million people. In Peru, the loss to glaciers is equivalent to 10 whole years of water supply for Lima City. 7. The Cordillera Blanca, a snow-topped northern mountain range of your country, sometimes called Peruvian Switzerland, you know about it, has been steadily disappearing due to climate change. 8. A warming climate has resulted in the 2008 disappearance of the Cuelca Mountain snow cap. And in 2007, the Broggi Glacier also vanished, disappeared completely. 9. In early 2009, the Cuelca Glacier disappeared completely. Now it's gone. It's gone now. 10. With 8 of the country's water basins already noted as being insufficient to meet people's needs, Peru's President Garcia announced in 2008 the construction of 2 desalination plants to try to address the water scarcity. Is that urgent already in Peru? 11. Dwindling water supplies have caused escalating tensions and even conflicts to erupt, as many people, including disadvantaged farmers, don't have enough water or are struggling for their share. 12. by 2020, it is predicted that up to 77 million people in Latin America will face water shortages. 13. In the past 6 years, Peru had at least 3 extreme temperature events and floods affecting more than 500,000 people. Within just 30 years, floods increased by more than 60%, and mud flows increased by 400%. 14. President Garza declared a state of emergency in 2009 due to climate change-related severe cold and freezing conditions in the southern Andes that caused the death of nearly 250 and sickened many others. I have contributed my humble share to purchase children's warm clothes for this matter. But this is not the permanent solution. The permanent solution is we have to stop this to happen again. We have to stop climate change. We have to stop this kind of disaster that kill the children in Peru and sicken many other children as well as adults and the vulnerable like the elders, the weak and already sick. 15. In Chimbote, Peru, heavy pollution from 40 fish meal manufacturing causes documented human illness and increase in oceanic dead zones, with the ground-up fish being fed to caged salmon, creating yet another environmental imbalance and sickness to humans. Thank you very much for your attention. I hope this report give the people of Peru, Latin Americans, and the world a little more wake-up call. I thank you for your attention, and I thank you in advance for whatever you will do your part to save your country and to save the world.
Supreme Master, it's been reported that a large industrial animal farm can produce as much waste as a large city, and that it takes thousands of litres of water to produce a pound of beef, which puts a severe demand on the world's limited fresh water supply. Is this correct?
Yeah, absolutely. The connection between livestock industry and global warming has been clearly established. Factory farming takes an extreme toll on our vital resources. We will take water, for example, as drought and water crises are spreading silently across the globe, affecting 44% of the world's population, even triggering conflicts in some areas. The livestock industry is guzzling much of our precious fresh water. Livestock feed crop production alone takes up one-third of all arable land on the globe, most of which requires irrigation. So in reality, 4,500 liters of clean water goes down the drain for just one serving of beef. In contrast, only 370 liters of water are needed to produce one complete vegan meal, with plenty of calories and nutrients from rice, vegetable, and soy protein. So a massive package of resources goes into producing meat, namely water, fertilizer, clear land, chopped down forests, fossil fuel energy, and grain soy that are fed to the animals. This is even more staggering than when we consider the epic pollution levels inflicted by animal production on our water resources, such as, you know, islands on river, lakes, and groundwater. Your country's Environmental Protection Agency reported that one of the top contributors to water pollution is agriculture runoff, which is the discharge of nitrogen and phosphorus. A huge portion of nitrates, for example, comes from animal manure. In fact, the agent further expressed concern because of the presence of the highly deadly E. coli bacteria in the groundwater due to, you know, agricultural runoff. E. coli is always originally from an animal source and is found in livestock fecal material, which can also be distributed through waterways to contaminate plant-based food even. The large scale of this health risk can be seen if we consider the fact that livestock produces 130 times more waste than humans. You see, so as pigs produce 3 times as much excrement as humans do, the 1.8 million pigs in your country, Ireland, generate more waste than the whole country's entire population of 4.8 million. This is not to mention the 21 times of human waste that each cow produces, and the huge amount from poultry that over 70 million birds produce. As the land cannot absorb it all, much of the excess runs into our rivers and soil. We are talking about a horrific amount of toxic material that poses an appalling set of problems, including poisonous gases like hydrogen sulfide and ammonia, residues of pesticides, hormones, antibiotics, and bacteria like E. coli that could and do cause food poisoning and also death. In cities worldwide, including Dublin, in your country, are already struggling with water shortage, even in your country, in Dublin. Yes, but all the while, livestock production is hazardously wasting and polluting any remaining water supplies. Yeah? If we really want to conserve our clean, safe water for ourselves and our children, we must stop livestock production and adopt a plant-based diet.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution, and as a vice president, one of the proposals I have made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Massentierhaltung zum Beispiel ist ein großes Problem. Der Fleischkonsum in gerade auch den reichen Ländern des Nordens ist für das Klima nicht gut.
Please eat less meat and let's make taxes on meat. That's definitely one of the issues we're talking about. I'd like to tell people what the cost is of eating meat for the environment worldwide.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green to save the planet.
Thank you for your company for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Join us again tomorrow for part 4 of Change Our Diet to Save Water for the World. Up next is Animal World, our co-inhabitants, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned. May you be guided by wisdom and kindness in your everyday life.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centres near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.